Welcome to day 6 on TCR number 7. We are just, we've just left Valpovo where we stayed last night. We didn't really manage to eat last night, so we needed to get a proper good breakfast this morning, and we've just gone a few kilometres down the road to find a, stop at the first thing we found really, and that happened to be a little mini supermarket. And Adrian went in there while I guarded the bikes, which is a good thing you can do when you're a pair. You don't have to worry about your bike being nicked. And he came out with a whole basket full of goodies. We had bread and meat and cheese, yogurt, all sorts of Jaffa cakes and things, fruit juice, and then loads of stuff to make our trail mix for the day. So now we're good to go for the next couple of hours, although we do need to stop for a coffee. That's the only thing we couldn't get there. We're gonna try and do the same thing as the last 2 days. It's another completely flat profile. I think it's the last, maybe one more tomorrow, just completely flat. I think we did 800 meters of climbing yesterday and 300k, which basically means it's flat. Hopefully should be able to get to Maribor tonight, which is in Slovenia, so completely cross Croatia and get ourselves into our next country. And it's a lovely city as well, so, and that's our aim. Let's see how we get on. We've just stopped here for a little coffee break. It's just the final part of our nutrition plan for the morning. We're going to try and do our first whole 100k block in one go this morning. As in, normally we'd stop at 15 and do all this stuff, but we're getting it done early on. Ah, so we've just got some coffees coming out here. Great, thank you. How do you say thank you in Croatian?
Hvala.
Hvala?
Hvala, da.
Hvala?
Yes.
Same as Serbia?
Yes,
pretty much.
Yes,
just slightly different.
It's like very same Hvala? Language.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, Croatian, Serbian, and Bosnian.
Yeah, so you can go and like understand each other. Yeah. Okay,
Hvala.
Hvala. There you go. Local interaction. Yeah. So I think we've done probably about 30k, and we've come across our first sort of pairs not syncing up. Adrian's really struggling this morning, he's feeling awful, and for some reason I'm feeling great. My saddle sores are kind of not really hurting, they feel like they're getting better. I've worked out a way to stop my feet hurting so much. I realised that my feet were really, really hurting because I was trying to keep weight off my bum to protect my saddle sores. So I was putting more weight on my feet, so then my feet were hurting loads. So I put my saddle up a little bit and I'm conscious of it now. So I'm kind of shifting my weight around to give my feet a bit of a rest. So that's really helped. So I've found a way to alleviate my foot pain. My bum's not hurting so much, and had a really good sleep last night and just ate loads and loads of food. As a result of all of that, I'm absolutely flying, feeling wonderful. And Adrian's struggling, but it's okay, because you know, the good thing in a pair is that the one person can help the other person. So I'm going to sit on the front. We've got a headwind today, and it's completely flat. We'll probably keep taking turns, but I'll maybe just do a little bit more on the front to help the big man out. and hopefully try and get this 100k done. And it's a good chunk of our day's mileage in the bag. We've just stopped in this lovely little coffee bar just at the side of the road, side of the main road that we're on, and it's got these nice kind of wooden benches outside and a parasol, so I'm sitting in the shade with an espresso and a glass of iced water. Life is good. It really, we were discussing this last night on our ride across here. Having done that first section, the kind of, and getting out of Serbia, it really feels like, kind of feels like we've done the hard bit of this, you know, and it feels like the other stuff is really manageable. We're looking forward to the Alps. It's not something that we haven't done before. We've both actually done the pass that we're, the first pass we're climbing up. And it's all, you know, it's familiar. It's familiar countries. There's no unknown kind of ridiculous gravel bit. There is a gravel parkour, but it doesn't look too bad compared to what we've done. And then once we've got through the Alps, then it's literally just getting across France. So it feels like we've got three distinct sections left. One is getting across to the Alps, which we know what it's going to be like because we're doing it now. It's flat and windy, and in Croatia seems really nice and cheap. Slovenia we know is absolutely gorgeous. Alps, we absolutely love, should be the highlight of the entire thing. And then France, I don't know, could be a bit of slog, could be hot, but you know, it's France, safe, we understand it, good food, yeah, so there you go. Whew. So, great morning. We got 150 kilometres done before we had our lunch, but towards the end of that, Adrian started to get a bit tired, so we stopped for a little nap. And I think that was symbolic of what was, how the rest of the day is going to pan out, really, because we put in a really good shift this morning, really, really focused riding. We broke it down into little mini targets and hit them all nicely. It was really good. And we had a nice little picnic outside a mini supermarket. So, great. I think neither of us felt that good about getting back on the bikes afterwards. And the first half an hour or so of riding after that has been ragged. We're both tired, like sleepy. I think we've just about got through that by singing, which is a tried and tested technique. But having felt really great this morning, and all my saddle sores and feet and stuff, I was managing to like manage the pain. It feels really bad now. I put my saddle up a little bit to take a bit more pressure off my feet, so I think that should help, but it just means it puts more pressure on my bum, where it's very tender and you know, kind of very sensitive, and hurts quite a lot. So it's hard to imagine getting through like the next hour of riding, and we've got two blocks of 3 hours to do. A cheeky ice cream break in the middle. Oh, I sweat over a pothole. 6 hours. I'm going to stay in Maribor though, which I'm really excited about. I've been through there on the TCR, I think 2 years ago, and I loved it. Stopped there for a little coffee. I thought it was great. So we've got a hotel booked there tonight. It's about 30k short of where we wanted to end up today, but we're going to get up early and do those 30k early in the morning, affording ourselves a bit of time to have a beer tonight, which is the second carrot for doing the second block today. I don't know if Adrian wants to get my attention here. Do you want to say something to the class? No? Have you gone mad? Adrian's lost it. He's just cycling along at about 10 kilometers an hour, ringing his bell. So I might just leave him at this point. I'll just... You've got your passport, haven't you? You'll be all right. Remember, you need to eat and drink, yeah? And just ask anyone you come across, they'll look after you.
So that's my strategy, to stay wide awake.
Oh, that's working. You trying to keep yourself awake, is it?
That sort of thing, it means I've fallen asleep and I wake up.
Do you think you'll keep doing that when you've fallen asleep? Because that could be the flaw in the plan. It's quite ominous.
So my name's Lars. I'm from Germany. My cap number is 203, if I remember that correctly. I think today was probably the shittiest day so far on my TCR, but even within the shittiest days, it's like they're not just shitty, because you still laugh about the shit and just keep on pedaling, I guess, till there's no more pedaling to be done. I don't know if that means till the finish, but I try hard.
Ask me something.
Okay, I've just bumped into Ingrid. We're having a little TCR party, the few of us, as always, outside a petrol station. Ingrid's got some good nutritional tips for any vegetarians. Or are you vegan? Any vegans on the TCR, what have you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing great, actually. The first day I struggled with food, but now on, I'm sorted. I'm on to a tomato juice journey, which sometimes ends up as a tomato ketchup if you are in Serbia. But now, where are we? We are in Croatia still. And they've got Lidl, so, you know, shopping is sorted. They've got everything here. Except they don't have any lolly ice creams in petrol stations. That's a bit of a disappointing thing. Which was fine in Bulgaria and Serbia.
It changes as you go through, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, met really nice guy in the last petrol station. He said he saw so many TCR riders. He was the kindest and serving person ever on this trip, I think. He told me I need to eat ice cream, but I said, like, all your ice cream got milk in there. And he said, yeah, that's a good point. And that's been exactly the same selection on all petrol stations here. So let's hope we're going to have a different situation now in Slovenia.
Should get easier as we go west, right?
I think so, yeah. Except if you are in France. France is not very friendly for vegans, but maybe I'll have to start eating bread there.
Okay, just over the border into Slovenia. Feeling great after the last stop. Hit a massive slump after lunchtime and I was feeling awful. Had everything firing on all cylinders at once. Saddle sores, feet hurting, hands hurting, and falling asleep, and heat, bad as it gets. But had a great little session after that. It's really picked up as the sun's gone down and the temperature's gone down. I had a lovely little party outside the the last petrol station. A couple of other riders loading up on coffee and ice creams and cokes. And I think everyone at this sort of part of the race is looking at staying in Maribor tonight. It's a big place with a lot of, I seem to remember it having a lot of young sort of population, a lot of travellers and stuff there, so there'll be lots of hostels and hotels. We've got ours booked up. Great to get into another country. Didn't feel it stinks actually. Yeah, I feel like it's funny, we keep saying going west, it gets progressively more and more like richer and more kind of civilized, but I think Slovenia is potentially a bit poorer than Croatia. We'll find out, won't we? I can't remember exactly. I seem to remember they had great petrol stations though. Good sandwiches in them. We've got 40 kilometres to get to Maribor. We're planning to have a beer and some kind of nice food. We're gonna get to our hotel. We're gonna get to bed as early as we can. We're going to get up early and make up for the maybe 30 kilometers that we really wanted to do today, but Maribor was in the wrong place. It just made sense to stay there. It was a much easier place to find a hotel. And yeah, the all conditions are perfect really. It's lovely, cool evening. There's some beautiful clouds in the sky as the sun's going down. So it should be a pretty spectacular sunset, I think, to look forward to. And like I said, my sort of physical ailments that have been making it a bit tough at times, right now, all basically okay. So should be an enjoyable 40k ride, which we'll do at a semi-leisurely pace and just enjoy it. Great, thanks very much.
14 euros.
Together. Uh-huh. 14
euros.
14, okay. That's that a heavy load of kebab.
Rada.
Oh, sort of a bit different, isn't it?
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, Gary knows someone.
Yeah, that's so heavy. Right, that's four kebabs
right.
Purchased.
We'll have to check into this hotel.
We've arrived in Maribor. It's quite good timing. We got here at about 10 o'clock, so a little bit earlier than we've been arriving at places so far. Good job we got here when we did, because we assumed we'd be able to just turn up and take our pick of lots of fast food options, get something good. Turns out really there was only a kebab stall that was just about to close. What's that over there on the left? It looks like it could be an off license. We've just been, so we were like, we need to get the kebabs and then see if we can find a beer to buy to take back to our hotel. I'm not sure if this is though. Oh, is it? Oh, it's a kebab place. Oh, it's another kebab place. Terrible. Yeah, anyway, that was our plan. We've done half of our plan. We bought four so that we can eat two tonight and then have two in the morning for breakfast. But we're bloody riding around this town like a couple of delinquent nomadic alcoholics looking for anywhere that will sell us a beer. It's quite a sad sight really. Oh, he's interested, he's standing somewhere and he's going in. It's it looks like a bakery. Is that going to do the job? Yeah, it's very encouraging. Right, yeah, we haven't checked into the hotel yet. We've been like a well-oiled, highly efficient machine there, and done everything in the right order. Oh, I think he might be getting some pastries for the morning. Yes, good work. He's getting some sweet pastries for the morning. Oh, they look good actually. I'm looking across the road through the window. So this is some pre-planning we're doing here. Got to sort of preempt what you're going to need for the next day. So we're planning to get to bed as early as we can. Still probably have 4 hours sleep as usual, and then get up and on the road for 5, I think we want to do, so that we don't, I mean, we wanted to go a bit further tonight. We've done 275. We sort of want us to do 350. But we've just been had too many nice stops, had too much of a nice time. But you know, that's kind of also part of our plan, our style of how we want to do it. So it means that we just have to get up a bit earlier in the morning and make up those kilometres that we wanted to do tonight in the morning. Maribor is quite a bit bigger than I remember actually. It's a cool place. It's got a big river going through it and a very impressive and dramatic kind of riverfront. Yeah, lots of bars and cafes and stuff on there, lots of great bridges going across. We obviously turned up at night though and basically gone through all the out of town, you know, suburbs and industrial areas and stuff, so not seeing it at its best, but then you hit the centre and it's beautiful. It's not scummy enough though, it's too nice, everything's shut, and yeah, so it's not ideal for two scummy cyclists looking for some fast food, but we've done the job. Now we head back to the budget hotel that we've got ourselves into, check in, eat our food, do all the usual stuff, have a shower, wash our kit, make sure we're as clean and infection free in my case as humanly possible. Oh, I can't remember where we're going here. Straight on, I think. And then up nice and early in the morning.